This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The swearing-in of the architects of Chile's new constitution got off to a rough start Sunday after protests and clashes with police forced a delay to the inauguration event. Marches organized by independent, left-wing, and indigenous groups fielding delegates for the constitutional body, as well as other interest groups, met heavily armed police manning barricades outside Santiago's former Congress building where the ceremony is being held. Scuffles broke out after some participants sought to overrun the barriers, prompting police to respond with tear gas and water cannons. Amid demands by delegates for, quote, repressive special forces police to be withdrawn, the electoral court official presiding over the ceremony agreed to suspend the event. The government of center-right Chilean President Sebastián Piñera stayed quiet as the events unfolded. His coalition failed to secure the necessary one-third of seats on the body to ward off drastic changes. The inauguration was not the first sign of tensions in the process. Cuba evacuated 70,000 people along the island's southern region amid fears Tropical Storm Elsa could unleash heavy flooding after battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. The Cuban government has opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm. The storm's next target is expected to be Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including in Miami-Dade County, where the high-rise condo building collapsed last week. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane up until Saturday morning, causing widespread damage in several eastern Caribbean islands on Friday as the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.